be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you pay close attention, you'll see how the Holy Spirit works. So, we have our brethren of the batter with us today, who you saw up front. Now, there might be the temptation to be able to kind of rub some of that off. And if you go to Phil Pounds, you probably get more batter than most because it looks like he was in a food fight. But it is a thing we do here. And it's not just us. There's all kinds of different churches and organizations that participate in grace and all kinds of different homeless shelters across the country, where people take the time to be able to help those in need, where people take the time to be able to feed the hungry, where people take the time to make sure that those things that Jesus laid out for us, at least some of them, are taken care of. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, house the homeless, heal the sick, visit those in prison. Coming out of New Jersey, I know some things New Jersey. And the one thing I know about New Jersey is when it comes to rock music, there are two iconic individuals. There's Bruce Springsteen and there's John Bon Jovi. Now, John Bon Jovi is a little bit more than just a rock star. He's pretty much a businessman, because he's taken the money he's made through his music and he's invested it in all kinds of different things to be able to increase his wealth. But he's also found ways to give back to the community. He opened up a chain of restaurants down in Central and South Jersey of just kind of generic family restaurants. But as they began to prosper, he began to think about a way he might be able to help out people in need. So if you go to one of those restaurants and you don't have any money, it's okay. You get a full meal. The only thing they'll ask you to do is stick around for an hour to bus some tables, to wash some dishes, to help prepare some food, to do whatever your gifts happen to be able to give back to the restaurant that which you were given. It's a pretty neat concept in terms of allowing people to have the opportunity to get food where it's needed. And I would imagine in a way it helps a restaurant out a little bit in terms of not having to hire as many people as you need. Now, if you're in Montreal, I'd suggest that you go to Marché Ferdot. And I suggest you go to Marché Ferdot, not necessarily the food, because I've never eaten there, but it is a Mediterranean restaurant. And it's kind of gotten in the limelight a little bit over the past month because of a sign they have on the front door. The sign says, if you have no money, you're welcome to eat here. And so, if you go to that restaurant and you don't have any money, you'll get a full meal. The two brothers who owned the restaurant began to realize there were so many people out in the street when they came into work and left work asking for money for food that they felt compelled they needed to do something to make a difference. It was a patriotic and it was a religious response in their minds. They wanted to give back to their country and they felt compelled to do so because of their faith. And so if you go there and you have no money, it doesn't matter. You're treated as well as anybody else. Given a seat and treated with respect with the wait staff, given a full meal, and sent on your way. It kind of got a little notoriety when a reporter from the CBC happened to see the sign on the door. And so he went in claiming that he had no money and was amazed by the level of treatment that he received. Not treated like a poor person, not treated like a homeless person, but treated like every other patron in the restaurant. And so he took a picture of the sign, wrote the story, And as it says, as we know, it went viral, as things do out there in the internet. What's come forth from there has surprised even the brothers. You know, when they put this plan together, it wasn't that they were doing this kind of risk-reward factor in terms of how this might affect their business, but rather it was just out of the generosity of their hearts. And it wasn't that they had this great deluge of poor people coming in, wringing them dry. They'd say, on average, they'd serve 4 to 5 meals a day, which really, in the whole scope of things, wasn't much more than the amount of food that they would have to throw away at the end of the day. But what happened when our northern brethren heard of what was going on was donations began to come in to the restaurant. People began stopping in, dropping off $5, $10, $20 to be able to offset the cost of the free meals they were giving away. 6 other restaurants in Montreal took up that very same cause to be able to give back, to be able to benefit others out of the riches and the blessings that they've been given, to be able to do something to make a difference in individuals' lives, to make people who are on the margins, people who find themselves pushed aside, people who find themselves so far different than us, feeling welcomed, feeling like the rest of the world, just an everyday restaurant goer. Risk and reward is one of those business things, you know. Is it worth taking the risk? Is it worth taking the risk that we're going to be able to get enough profit to be able to cover what we're doing? But it's not just a business model. Unfortunately, it can be a life model. That we look at what the risk of us doing something that might be a little out of character, decide whether the reward's going to be great enough for us. Is that reward going to balance the risk of what we're doing? And so we base our decisions somewhat on those sorts of things in terms of what we do with our money, what we do with our time, what we do with the abilities that we have. Are we going to get rewarded enough if we spend enough time, enough money, enough energy on this project? Are we going to get enough back? What's in it for me? In today's gospel lesson, Jesus talks about risk and reward. So if you take the time to welcome somebody, you're going to get a prophet's reward. Go back to the Old Testament and see what the rewards the prophets get. Or a disciples' reward. Look beyond biblical times to find out what the disciples got is their reward. You see, Christianity places us in a very unique position in terms of what we're called to do with our time, our energy, our money. The call that Jesus places out for us isn't one that's based on risk and reward, and I think that's part of what today's gospel lesson was talking about. Don't worry about the reward. Take the risk. Give a cup of water to a little one. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, house the homeless. We're at a tipping point within this country of what we're doing with our social services in terms of what we're going to support with budgets and what we're going to cut. And just because we may or may not be in favor of what the government's choosing to do doesn't get us off the hook one way or the other. We have a responsibility as people to step forth from this place and do what we can to be able to help people on the margins. We have that responsibility called to take the risk to use what we have to the benefit of others. If things continue to go the way things seem to go, we're going to have a great crisis within this country where God is going to call us to stand forward and do what we need to do to be able to solve the problems of the world, to be able to stand forth to hand out cups of cold water, to be able to stand forth and make pancakes not just twice a week, twice a year, but maybe twice a week. I'm backwards talking now. Called forth to take risks within our society to see that the people on the margins are not forgotten and pushed aside. This is the very population that Jesus calls us to. The poor, the isolated, the hungry, the homeless, those who need medical care, calls us into ministry, calls us to take the risk, calls us to be creative, calls us out of our comfort zones to do whatever little thing we might be able to do to make a difference in somebody's lives. Those brothers in Montreal who own that Mediterranean restaurant found a way that they could do their part to help. A way in response to giving thanks to God for them being in Montreal. And to give thanks for the faith that they had been given. They're Muslim. Faith. Because the brothers were refugees who fled Iran and were simply looking for a way that they could offer their thanks in a tangible way. We are creative people. We are blessed people. We are people that have the means to accomplish things within this world that others cannot do. And we are called to be that welcoming force. That force that welcomes the stranger into our lives. That force that welcomes those in the margins into our world. That force that can change the desperate situations of others through our blessings and through our creativity. God has given us the opportunity. God has given us the tools. Now it's just a matter of opening our arms and opening our minds to be that welcoming force that Christ calls us to be. Amen.